Welcome everyone to today's podcast. It's interesting when you start to really delve into people's situations and how, you know, people come for to meet their goals, to achieve their goals, dreams, aspirations, etc. And property is a really great vehicle to be able to make that kind of stuff happen. But everybody's story is different. Everybody's story, you know, their backstory of what's happened to them and how they've ended up in the situation they're at today is all different. And the place that they want to head and what they want to achieve and make happen is also very different. So I find it very inspirational to really get into the nitty-gritty of first of all, what makes someone take action? What makes someone want to change their circumstances? And why do they choose property? Because obviously, for me, I know why I choose property. I think it's the best vehicle to go and do absolutely anything that you want. And for some people, they will love, eat, breathe property. For others, they won't. It'll be the thing that they do on the side so that they can have the kind of life that they actually want. So today, I actually have an amazing couple who joined the I Love Real Estate program separately. Each of them had their own separate stories. Each of them had come from, you know, difficult circumstances where they'd had a fair bit to contend with and were looking at forging a new future for themselves. They actually met at an I Love Real Estate conference. So that was pretty cool in itself. Now I'm going to save the surprise till the end, but let's introduce them and hear their stories. Now, Phil and Karen, are you both there?
Yep. Hi, Dipna.
Hi, Dipna.
Hey, how are you both?
Good, thank you.
Very good. Now, as I indicated, you both came to I Love Real Estate separately. Phil, from memory, I think you'd had a difficult situation and you'd lost your wife, and raising two children on your own. What was going through your head when you decided to turn up at one of my introductory events and go, yep, I want to do this?
Yeah, for me it was, my late wife had left me with a few instructions, and one of those was to sort out our investments that weren't working very well for us. So your event really appealed to me as maybe this is the solution to sorting out our future finances.
So you're under instruction.
I was under strict instruction.
Very good. Well, maybe she knew a little bit more than we thought with all of this, with all of the things that have actually taken place since then. So what were you thinking when you sat in did you go to a one day or did you go to an evening event?
It was only a few hours. I think it was about half a day. Okay. Event. Yeah, it was, I think when I first sat there, I was a bit overwhelmed a little bit, I suppose. a lot of information to take in. But a lot of it resonated with me. I understood the asset protection that we hadn't really applied. Also the opportunities.
Yeah. Okay. So what about you, Karen? You also came from difficult circumstances with, an unhappy marriage that you'd been able to get out of. And you've got two kids too, have you, or three?
I've got two. Phil's got three.
Oh, he's got three. Had it the other way around, beg your pardon. Okay, so you, what were you thinking then, starting out?
Starting out, I already had an investment property and it was working okay for me. And I really enjoyed the idea of being a professional investor, but I had absolutely no idea of how I was going to get there. So I was ready to leave my job and move to the next stage of my life. And I was looking for a way to do it. And when I came across your one dayer, I thought, okay, maybe I'll go along and see what this is about. Mm-hmm. And when I was sitting there listening to you speak, it was just resonating with me perfectly. And I knew that I'd found what I was looking for. And I thought, this is how I'm going to do it. This lady knows what to do and I want to learn as much as I can from her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's when I signed up and, started making my investments work smarter.
So you ended up at a boot camp. Now, boot camp, for those who are listening who are not students, they're pretty full on. They're long days. There's a lot to take in. It's called boot camp for a reason. You guys ended up sitting together at one of the tables, didn't you?
We did, that's right. So it was on the third day, the last day, and we were actually seated across the table from each other. And we sort of got talking throughout the day, and we worked out that we lived in neighbouring suburbs and we were both single parents. And we thought that it might be a good idea to get together after the boot camp and catch up and maybe do some study together and hopefully look at doing a joint venture together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what we did.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you did.
We did.
So for both of you, there was a little bit of cleaning up to do with your existing properties. One of the programs that I teach is investing on an international basis, particularly into America. And that was something, Phil, that resonated with you. You did charge over to America and buy some positive cash flow properties, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I actually did that before the boot camp. So I've been listening to your podcast.
Okay.
And that's what really, and the other the materials that you provided us when we signed up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I went through all of those materials and I knew straight away that I had to do something. I probably should have waited till after boot camp, but you got me motivated. And I jumped on a plane, went over and did a deal.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So they were cash flow deals that you did in the US.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you obviously totally under management, all of that kind of stuff, and picking up the cash flow coming flowing back here to Australia to help out with, you know, with income and things like that. Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
So let me ask both of you, and probably you'll need to answer separately. In the beginning, what were you after? What did you want?
For me, it was all about replacing income and creating a lifestyle where I didn't have to be reliant on going to work in order to provide for my family, just being able to choose what it is that I do with my days.
Okay. So yeah. Spend more time with kids, all that sort of thing.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and what kind of figure were you after?
Oh, when I first rocked up, I had this massive big figure in my mind, and I remember you saying, you know, keep it real. And so I would like to, I think at the time we settled on about 100 or 200,000 a year passive income.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what about you, Phil?
Yeah, well, I actually worked out before the boot camp. I already sat down, went through all those materials and I went, okay, I need $150,000 a year in the next 7 years. I gave myself a bit of a long time frame, I think. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do that for the same sort of reasons. With my older boys also have ongoing medical challenges from time to time, so I wanted to make sure that I didn't need to be tied to a job and I could be able to be there available for them.
Yeah, okay. Because if you've got that passive income coming in, then you can be a little bit more flexible with earning income and all of that sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's why you rushed off to America to go and buy a positive cash flow property.
Yes.
Okay, so you come to boot camp then. Phil's gone off and bought an American property already. You come to boot camp and what were you thinking then? I mean, you thought, you know, eyes met across the table and all of that kind of stuff. Let's do a JV or let's have a cup of coffee about doing a JV. Mm. What did you decide as a result of boot camp that you needed to make happen for each of your portfolios?
We decided that what we needed to do was immerse ourselves in the learnings a bit deeper. So I'd signed up to the Quantum package. So we decided that we'd get to as many of the events as we could to really get down to the exact strategy that we both wanted to pursue.
Mm.
So we did that. We went to a couple more. So we went to the first boot camp in April. We went to a couple more in May and then another one in July. And it was in July that we attended your 25% club developer one.
Yep.
And that's when we decided, okay, this sounds like what we want to do. This rings true for both of us. Let's have a go at doing something along these lines.
Yeah, so what we worked out that was to do a JV, we really didn't want to be tied together for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of the asset protection strategies that we've been learning, we really, yeah, we just needed to keep as much separate as we could. So to do that, we wanted to make a big chunk deal so that we had enough individually to go off and do continuous deals from there.
Okay, to achieve your own separate objectives.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
So who actually found the deal? Because you found a site that you can build 8 three-bedders on. Who actually found the deal?
So some other people that we know that were in an investing community as well, and they found the deal and they presented it and said, we're looking for some partners to come in as investing partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, okay, this sounds great. We looked at the numbers, we did our due diligence, and decided that this is what we wanted to do. So we've teamed up with those guys.
Okay.
So effectively, there's our partnership, and then there's the other party as well.
Okay. Now, what's the completion date on this one?
Probably late 2017. Okay. Maybe early 2018.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the estimated profit on it?
Estimated profit is about $1 million or $1.1 million to be between the parties involved.
Yeah.
Which is how many? 4?
Yes. Yeah. 4.
Okay. So very good. So you each walk away with, if it all comes to plan, $250,000.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned there before that, you know, you want to do a joint venture to make some, what we call in-house chunk money. So that you can then go on and, you know, go your separate ways and produce your own passive income for your all, you know, for your individual reasons, et cetera, et cetera. That's a great thing to do with a joint venture partner, but that isn't quite what happened with you, Pear, was it?
No.
No. We've got a different joint venture as well.
Yeah.
So we started getting together. We actually met one time for coffee. And that was our first meeting, and we sort of thought, this is a bit interesting. And then we had a few more coffee meetings, which actually seemed to be a bit more like dates than coffee meetings.
And, did property actually get discussed at all?
Beg your pardon?
Did property actually get discussed at all?
Yes, it did.
at that point in time, it was still our major focus. It did over time, a little bit of time, take a bit of a slide because we realised there was a relationship we were starting to build. But property has been the reason we got together in the first place. So
and it still is our focus. We both really want to make this work, and it's great having a relationship with someone who's completely on board with what you're trying to do, has the same goals, the same objectives, and also the same understandings of what you are doing and why you're doing it.
Yeah.
So it just fits together perfectly, really.
Yeah, for us, I mean, a lot of people, the JV, they need to find somebody else that's significantly different to them. For us, actually, finding someone who's very similar is probably the best thing that could have happened. So.
Very good. So you've really got this deal underway. You've got you've got your own portfolios as well. You've got the US deal. Now, I actually had you up on stage recently in Sydney. And, you know, you were telling your story, and we don't need to go into the backstory, but there was some pretty horrific backstory there as well that you were coming from. And, you know, what happened on stage?
Well, we got up on stage and bravely told our stories. And then at the end, when I thought it was all over, Ian asked Phil, is there something else you'd like to add? And then he passed him a little box, and next thing, Phil was down on one knee asking me to marry him.
Isn't that fabulous, guys? We actually had a proposal on stage.
We did, yes. It was amazing.
When you said what happened on stage, I'm just thinking it was all the nerves. That's all I could think of. I was very nervous. But anyway, I'm glad she said yes.
So am I. When you're organising the event and you know there's going to be a proposal, and oh my God, I hope she says yes.
I don't know how he got up the courage to do that in front of so many people. And I promised myself through the whole thing I wasn't going to get emotional, and I was really pleased by the end of my our story that I hadn't gotten emotional, and then this little thing at the end, this proposal, and next thing I had tears coming down my face and I was very emotional.
Oh, it was all very good. Everybody loved being part of the whole process. So,
yeah, it was wonderful.
I love real estate. Does more than property JVs, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh,
look, the whole program is not just about the money. I mean, you know, you bring so many different aspects together that, yeah, it's a holistic approach, and that's what really blows me away, that I didn't even know how good it was going to be when I jumped in. And, yeah, it's been amazing. And the quantum program that Karen dragged me along to has so many other aspects to it that have just given me so much more value.
Have you actually come along to the Millionaire Within?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we did that one earlier this year.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Just for those who are listening who perhaps aren't my students, Real Estate Millionaire Within is a program that I do that very much focuses more on mindset and inner strength and, you know, getting to the purpose of why you're doing things and getting in flow and, you know, there's energy work, there's all sorts of stuff that we do with that one there, which is a lot of fun, but it's just as essential as all of the learning on how to do a feasibility and do a development or an option or anything else that we do, because the two go very much hand in hand. And if you both, you know, if you're growing in one area and not growing in the other, then it gets out of balance and something goes wrong, basically. You know, you end up self-sabotaging yourself and all of those sort of things. So it very much is a holistic growth from a personal perspective, a spiritual perspective, as well as from a real estate perspective. So I'm so pleased you're able to come to the Millionaire Within. And, you know, at that one there, we do a fair bit of goal setting as well. So it must have been pretty cool for you guys to come along together and be able to set those goals and things, which obviously have brought you closer.
It has, absolutely. This whole process has just brought us closer every step of the way. So it's been really amazing.
Yeah, it has.
Even just friendships that we've made also with other people in the community. So by attending events, we're getting to know other people, and so we've made some nice friendships there as well now too.
Yeah, there's a lot of support.
Yeah.
That's pretty important as well, you know, to have mates in the market. I really can't stress that enough. And for you guys coming together as a new team, having friends that are on the same page together with you that aren't involved in what your pasts have been, you know, you are what you are, and, you know, it's from this point forward, which is great.
Yeah.
It is great. And everyone is so positive and motivating and inspiring for each other. And that's what we love about it too, just that positive energy that you get whenever you're around these other people.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Well, we had a great weekend in Sydney, and you guys were certainly one of the highlights of the weekend, proposing on stage and all of that kind of stuff.
I'm glad to oblige.
So thank you so much for coming on and sharing and being part of the party and sharing your story with so many, because I know, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are coming from difficult backgrounds. Just to have the courage to step up and give something a go and be open to you know, to sharing and learning, and even if it's, you know, not necessarily, we're not setting up a dating agency, but even just finding someone who's a friend to be able to go and have a cup of coffee with and you know, to talk about deals and to goal set and to talk at a level that is on a par, as opposed to you know, talking outside the I Love Real Estate community. They don't perhaps understand quite as much.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, guys. Congratulations on your engagement. When's the wedding?
We haven't planned the wedding yet.
Yeah, probably a couple of years away now, because we've got so many other things on the go. So
get that development finished first, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and then we'll keep you posted on the wedding.
Well, that'll be very good. Okay, guys, well, thank you so much for sharing, and for everyone listening in, thanks for joining in today, and we'll be back again to talk to you very, very soon on another completely different topic. So thanks, guys, and thanks to the audience. Bye for now.